Ithaca College students will release the results of a confidence vote on their college president on Monday. President Tom Rochon has faced criticism and protests for his handling of racial incidents and what some call top-down leadership. The college faculty will hold their own confidence vote next month. Rochon spoke with Salve Wastved about how the college has responded and what he has learned.
People don't like to talk about race and racial bias, especially white people. But we're having that conversation on this campus now, and that can only lead to good things in terms of a better climate of inclusiveness.
You've said that all the new faculty starting in February are going to have to get diversity or cross-cultural awareness training. So how do you make sure that everybody, all the faculty, participate in that, even faculty who already have tenure?
What we've actually said is that new faculty coming in as part of their faculty orientation will have an enhanced diversity and inclusion part of their orientation. We had already touched on that in the past, but we're going to expand that significantly to a bigger part of the overall orientation. With respect to continuing faculty, our goal is to have programs within each department that enables faculty to pose issues that come up for them. Let's say a student makes a comment in class that clearly has an offensive element to some other students. A faculty member often feels uncertain how best to respond to that without taking the class off topic and down a path that they don't want it to go.
What about if a faculty member isn't interested in this kind of workshop and doesn't want to take the training? Is it a requirement?
We, with respect to faculty, are not in a position to literally require every faculty member to have to go through a training exercise. What we can do and will do is state our expectations that all faculty have a strong cross-cultural competence that enables them to function effectively as teachers in the classroom and as mentors to all of our students.
How much do you think a leader like yourself should rely on input coming from the campus, coming from faculty, students, staff? Are there some decisions that you just have to make, and why would that be?
Well, since I'm accountable for the college achieving its educational mission, accountability without responsibility is a very dangerous plank to walk on. So I do need to be responsible for the structure of the leadership team and the composition of the leadership team. I need the right leaders doing the right things in order to achieve the mission for which I am accountable.
What have you learned as a president over the past couple months?
Well, it's been an opportunity to do a lot of introspection, of course, on effective leadership. And one thing that I've resolved is to be much more directly visible on the campus to a variety of groups and sort of directly in a listening posture.
So we have two confidence votes coming up, one by the students this Monday and one by the faculty that starts on Monday. So if one or both of those votes came up no confidence, how would you interpret something like that?
Well, to me, a great deal hinges on the thinking behind the no confidence votes and not just the outcomes of the votes themselves. It's not literally an election. I've been clear that I don't intend to resign because of no confidence votes or because of the voices that have been raised. My feeling is that as long as the board wants me to be president, and as long as I think I'm able to lead the college forward in the opportunities that we have, that I am going to continue in this office.
Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. I appreciate taking the time.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed this conversation.
That's reporter Salve Wastved speaking with Ithaca College President Tom Rochon.